It'll only steer you wrong and lead you down darker roads, chasing some old song. Find yourself a woman and try to settle down. Pray that she don't break your heart and take to running round. If she does, you better let her go. Take it from someone who ought to know. There ain't no light from heaven can penetrate these walls. The ghosts of men who came before echo down her halls. The birds outside are singing a song. Just like your mama said, he's come to warm your lust-filled heart and ease your worried head. And if you need a friend, boy, he's easy to be found. But when your back's against that wall, he's bound to let you down. You ought to know a good friend's hard to find. This mountain's where I'll son, more than I could feel. It's love that put her in the ground. It's love that put me here. And I know I tore your whole wide world apart. I hope that you might take these words to heart.
Brushy Mountain, hail in Tennessee. easy drive. Yeah. This is my mama's favorite song, even if it is a day late.
For the West. We're happy to be back with the podcast, and I'm here with Mike Lee. It's Philly, and we're glad to be with our friend Matt Woods.
Hey, buddy.
On the road with his drummer Larry, and it's great to see you guys coming through Portland. What a fantastic set they just played at Dante's, and we're happy to see you guys.
Yeah, man. We're glad to be back.
We're on the eve of the release of Matt's fantastic new record, and Matt, tell us a little bit about Brushy Mountain.
Well, the prison? Brushy Mountain, the prison.
not
the prison. The record.
They want to know all about that prison.
Yeah. No, the song with Love from Brushy Mountain is references the state penitentiary, Brushy Mountain State Pen, that I grew up. I grew up just down the road from it. So that song's kind of a warning to, you know, keep all the kids safe and out of the clink. But yeah, man, we've been working on it we worked on it for a long time, the record, and now here it is. You know, tomorrow it's out, you know, in earnest. After, you know, the record's been finished for a while. We wanted to make sure that we could release it as best as we could and try to get the word out there and generate the interest. And I hope people are interested in hearing it, you know. Every indication so far seems like folks are kind of excited to check it out. And
go ahead, Mike.
Last year you released Dead Man's Blues in like October, late part of the year.
Yeah, we put that out in October.
And so that kind of was, that's also on the album. It's a great song. It was a good build up to it, I think. And I think that people have been kind of waiting for that album to come out that included that, you know, because that single itself is just so amazing. And the video they went with was really good.
Thanks,
so,
man.
I think that it'll help with the, I think it's kind of put the taste in people's mouth, and they've definitely been waiting to hear the whole thing. At least I know I have.
Well, you know, and I guess that was kind of the hope, you know, with putting that out in advance. That did come out in October, so we recorded. It was recorded. The whole album was recorded in the same sessions, so that was just the first thing. Like, it's the first song we mixed. Went ahead and had it mastered, put out the 7-inch, mostly because I was really anxious to get that song out into the world, but you know, also there's the added benefit of, like, if we can flow that track out a little bit in advance of the record, maybe it would help to generate interest for the full length. And you know, I hope that's
well
worked.
People definitely liked it.
Yeah, how was the buzz at the end of the year? Did you feel like you were getting some more?
Yeah, it was really cool. I was pretty overwhelmed at the end of the year to have so many people kind of talking about that song, and especially, like, it's the only thing I put out. You know, I'd only released the tune, and yeah, so the tune working with the music video, you know, generated a little interest the end of the year, and got named like song of the year from a handful of folks,
which was
shocking and flattering, and you know, I don't know, shoot, I don't know what to say.
Right on.
It's pretty fucking cool, is what I can say.
Yes.
Telephone. We both know how this night ends. Just shut the light and put a record on. It won't be long till I make dark your trap house door again. Strolling with those rings around my eyes. Just a little of the cold. You know I never meant to grow so old. I'm a first place loser, last place friend. Roadhouse preacher, stage lights dim. Don't worry if I don't call. dead man's blues, fumbling around without a thing to lose. Like I don't want it all. Hell, I don't want it all. Don't bother calling up my telephone. We both know how this night ends.
Talking a second ago about how you're out on the road all the time, and it's refreshing to find someone who's constantly willing to like be in your town.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of, and you don't just, I mean, you play a lot on the East Coast or in the Southeast because that's where you're from, but you get out here a lot, which yeah. You know, a lot of people from the East Coast just don't make it out here very often. I can understand it's expensive, but it always like. Like it always leaves like that. You kind of tend to forget about people when they're not here, you know, when you don't get to see them live. You hear their albums come out, and you're like, yeah, that's awesome, and you listen to it, and then all of a sudden it's like, well, I haven't seen them in a long time. But you, I don't know if it's your philosophy or what, but you just seem to always kind of be at least hitting this area once a year, sometimes twice a year.
I'm trying to do the West Coast twice a year these days. It helps that I like it, you know, like it helps I like to be on the road. You know, it also helps that I can travel pretty small. Like, this is the first time I've been here with anybody other than just myself doing, like, solo dates. That makes it a little easier. Like, just the logistics of it are easier to manage. But, I don't know. I don't, it's a weird thing. I think some bands find success in kind of other avenues, you know. I don't know, like song placement. If they're lucky enough to have songs placed in movies and, you know, television or whatever, or you know, through the internet buzz and this, that, and the next thing. But like you were talking about, you'll hear about a band around the time they're releasing a record, and then. I don't know, if they don't come through your town, you might not really think too much about them until like however long it is before another record comes out. Since I'm pretty slow at making records, that's a long time, you know? I don't know. I like to keep coming through towns that are nice to me, you know, like where folks seem like they're into it and just see what we can build.
Right on.
And dives, you'll know where to find me while I'm still alive. Strumming along, trying to survive. I'll trade you a song for a beer. I sang that one, this don't feel the same. Would have slowed down driving my life away. I gotta get going before I go insane. Let's get the hell out of here. It's four tires on the road, four cords and a tale to be told. Highways to bar stools, ladies and lies. It ain't no limit. It's my. on the road. Four cards and a tale to be told. Highways, bar stools, ladies and lights. It ain't no living. It's my life. It ain't no living. It's my life.
All of the, I don't know what you can call it. Like, I felt like a pack mule trying to get this thing out, and now it feels like I can cut loose and enjoy myself a little more. you know, the last record came out, the Matt Woods Manifesto came out in April of 11. We started working on Brushy Mountain.
When did we do that? When did we start it?
January of 13.
January of 13?
Yeah. Drums.
Yeah, that's about right. So we were in the studio beginning this record almost a year and a half ago. But I was still on the road. I was on the road still trying to promote the manifesto and like keep hitting these towns where, you know, I'm making friends and enjoy playing. So every time I would go home, you know, off the road, I would get a handful of recording sessions and just kind of make a little more progress on the record. You know, and it took a while. It took, you know, almost it, doing it that way, just kind of like when I was in town and when other musicians were available to come in the studio and work, it took the better part of a year to get it, you know, tracked and mixed and mastered. I think we had it mastered in December, so nearly a year to get the recording finished, and then almost another, you know, like another 5 months before it was released.
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel good. I feel good. I don't know. I don't know what the. I can get back to just kind of like playing shows and stuff that I know how to do, rather than try to work on and releasing a record.
The musicianship on the album is awesome. Like all the piano, you know, all the instruments, just it hits really well on a lot of levels, and really glad you played the song "Jesus Wants to See You in a Buick."
Oh, it's great. Yeah, that's a real hard
that,
time.
When
song.
I'm in my car, I'm just like, yeah, like, I can't stop, you know, jumping up and down when that song comes on, especially the piano parts are just really kick ass. It's a great thing to hear you with a full band. I'm so used to seeing you, you know, by yourself with the guitar, which is awesome. But we always, the last time you were in town, we talked about putting a band around you and having some fun with it. The album is, you know, a true testament to your songwriting and to, like, you know, what you can put together as, you know, people to play with you. So I think that it just talks to the point that people believe in what you're doing, that you're a great songwriter and that you have a lot of great stuff going on. Larry, I think you did a great job on the album, and up here on stage too tonight.
Thank you,
Larry, the drummer. Snuggle in.
But is it all just people that you play with in the past, or just people around Knoxville, or
it's well, this as far as this record goes, there's a smaller group of people playing on this record than the one before, and the majority of them were based in Knoxville, you know, like just musicians I admire in town. Larry lives in Orlando, so he flew up and did all the drums. The majority of the bass is Jason Parsons. He's the bass player for a band called Fifth on the Floor from Lexington, Kentucky. And those guys are family, you know, and there's mutual admiration. So I was lucky to have Jason come in and do the majority of the bass work on the record. But the rest of the guys were pretty well all from Knoxville this time. My buddy Greg Horn's a multi-instrumentalist. He played some guitar and lap steel, mandolin, fiddle, all sorts of stuff. He was key. Greg was key. And about the piano, like the keys, speaking of keys, my friend Ben Maney did the keys. And initially when we were working on the record, I didn't know out of the gate that we wanted to do keys on Real Hard Times until the song was, you know, or at least the foundation of the song was mostly tracked. And Dave, the guy who owns the studio we work in, my buddy Dave DeWitt, he and I were listening to what we had so far, and I just floated by. I'm like, man, this might be a cool tune to have just like some honky tonk keys on, you know, and change it up instead of going with like a, you know, like a pedal steel or like a Flying Breeze, rather. pedal steel, you know, where it's kind of gets a little fuzzy and kind of whacked out. That had been a thought initially, and then I don't know, once I got it in my head, I wanted to hear those honky tonk keys and called Ben. He came out and did a great job, I think, man. I love it. It's whenever Ben Maney shows up on that record, in the times I've been listening to it through the mixing and mastering process, I always get pretty tickled to hear the keys.
Right on. And the decision to go out with a drummer?
Jesus wants to see you in a Buick. Buy it, pay it, nothing down but your soul.
Second, possibly the 23rd of June.
Oh, June? Wow.
So, what, about 5 more weeks, 6 yeah. more weeks, something like that?
Are you playing Muddy Roots this year?
Yeah, man.
Nice.
Yeah, we're on that. This will be my first time to get to play it. I went to Muddy Roots last year for the first time. It's sucked. I've wanted to go so many years. It's only an hour and a half from home. But it gets difficult to kind of manage the scheduling and everything, but we're super excited about it.
Nice. That'll be a good showcase for you.
Are you going to be there?
I can't be there.
Can't go.
I wish.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I wish I had the time.
Well, I guess you'll have to send Phil in your stead.
Phil, you're going to Muddy Roots.
Yeah. All right. Charter the jet.
Right. Yeah. We'll get the podcast jet up and running.
You can camp with us.
Yeah. I can pitch a tent. I don't know if it's one we can sleep under.
Well, I'm just saying about how many strip clubs there are here in Portland.
I think you got to walk about
35 feet.
Yeah.
It's probably a staircase, but I'll take you right there. Well, thank you guys. We really appreciate you making some time for us.
And, anytime.
Of course, we love the music, and we've been wearing it out since we started this podcast. You know, it's, man, we're huge fans.
Yeah. So, now I just got to get a copy of the titles on it. He just burned me a copy.
Yeah.
Everybody needs the titles, I guess. I'm sorry.
It's, all right.
It's a quick Philly email.
Hey, man.
I'm good. That's what I'm good for.
I can pretty much figure out what the titles are.
Yeah.
Lucero song.
They got that one. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, man. Which goes great with our podcast. It's our podcast. It's named the Lucero album. So.
Hell yeah.
There you have it. Home run. Very well.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Thanks, Larry.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thank you. Have fun getting drunk with Mike Peter.
Oh, yeah.
It's the end of the night, and I've got this broken heart. Thanks to Ben Nichols and Round the Rocks, I'm falling apart. Well, the lights are all coming up. Forever. So live all you can while you're young. Day will all ring that liberty bell.